throughout my whole career, you know, we were very much concerned with homosexuals in government. Homosexuals were a security risk, mainly because they were subject to blackmail, and we spent a good part of our time identifying homosexuals. We looked at every part of the person's life. It was an extensive investigation, just like a police department would investigate murders, this type of thing. They had to put little pieces together. This is what we did. And we had people in our organization that were good at that sort of thing. In front of a skilled questioner, homosexuals will very easily admit that they were the homosexuals. You know, you could say, now you don't, you know, we know you're homosexual. You don't admit to it, but we have enough information here that you are. And pretty soon they start giving us the information. The average person, you know, wouldn't give you that sort of information, but homosexuals do for some strange reason because of the guilt that they feel. And then after a while, they feel like, well, they're going to keep after me until, you know, I tell them this sort of thing. You know, that's how they feel about it. Most of the time, they would resign right there on the spot, which made it fairly simple. Others would not resign. So we had to bring removal charges against them.